Okay, our friends. So tomorrow is Christmas. And in order to really bring it in properly, we should tell a story the night before Christmas, don't you think? And I happen to have my hand on one of our favorite characters who will be telling us the story of the night before Christmas in their own special way. That's right, my friends, buckle up because we have Bluey's Night Before Christmas. And I can't wait to read it with you. It should be so much fun. But before we do, we want to give our patron shout out. Miss Alana, we want to wish you a very merry birthday. What? That's right. And a very merry Christmas. Both of those things at the same time. How exciting, right? We want to say Merry Christmas, and we hope that you enjoy this year's story. Are you guys ready? Everyone here, everyone tucked in, ready for their story? Good. So tonight we will be reading Bluey's Night Before Christmas, and I hope that you are all ready for it. It's read today by Mommy and, what do we call ya? Rita? Dennis? A fox? Oh, I know who you are. Mommy, are you Tunic? Yeah, all right. Mommy and Tunic, the cutest fox, who is having great adventures. Are you ready for a story about a dog? Kind of in the same family.
Sort of.
Let's do it. Here we go. 'Twas the night before Chrissy, when inside their home, not a healer was stirring. Not even a gnome. The stockings were hung, and high hopes filled the air that good old Veranda Santa soon would be there. As Bluey and Bingo lay snug in their beds, dreams of chocolate doodads danced in their heads. And tired Mom and Dad, with no more to wrap, relaxed on the couch for a well-deserved nap. Outside, the lights lit up the sky like a show, making the poinsettia tree glimmer and glow. Then what did the kids hear on the veranda? They both woke up gasping. It's gotta be Santa. Bingo ran to the window, but all she could see was Malcolm, asleep high up in the tree. No, it's not Santa, Bingo quietly said. And then she went back to snuggle with Floppy in bed. And of course you remember Floppy as her bunny, right? Mm-hmm. And do you remember Malcolm as the bird that lives outside of their, yeah. Okay.
Psst, Bingo, said Bluey. I can't get to sleep. Let's take the train to see Santa, please. Just a peep.
Okay, said Bingo, picking up all her toys before they tiptoed out, not making a noise. And what they've done is they've packed up their little red wagon with as many toys as they possibly could. Where do you suppose they're going in the middle of the night?
Let's do this, said Bingo. Said Bluey. We'll find Mom and Dad first.
Into the lounge room, the Christmas train burst. Ah! Shouted Dad, and Mom did the same.
Toot!
Yelled the drivers.
Jump! Quick, jump on our train!
And they have made a train, haven't they? It's very late. I can't imagine why. The passengers hopped on all sleepy-eyed.
Welcome aboard, mate. You're in for a ride.
Bluey looked at her mum with a smile on her face.
Now it's off to see Santa. There's no time to waste. Your ticket is $1 trillion, please.
How much? Gasped Dad. do you accept cheese?
Sure thing, said the driver. Have an awesome trip.
Here's some crackers, added Dad. You can have for a tip.
He's paying her in cheese and crackers to board her Christmas train. That seems like a really fair trade, don't you think?
Train's leaving, said Bingo, setting off in a hurry.
Hold on,
cried Dad, trying to keep down his curry, because he probably had curry for dinner.
Brr, shivered Mum from a blast of cold air. Next stop's the North Pole to pick up the bear.
This new passenger seems quite cranky, said Mum.
Roar!
The bear growled while biting Dad's bum. Oh, so they've put this giant wild bear on their Christmas train to the North Pole along with their mom and dad, and now their bear is eating them. This is a terrible choice. It's going to be chaos on this train.
The poor fellow's just hungry, Bingo said, feeding him pie. Train's leaving, called Bluey. Time's starting to fly.
I'm glad they've given something to that bear so he doesn't eat the other passengers.
Spotting something ahead, Dad yelled, Ah, what's that? Don't worry, mate. It's just Boopsy crossing the track.
Watch out,
yelped Mum as they slammed on the brake.
Train stopping, said Bingo,
then picked up the snake. Yeah, Boopsy is a giant snake. Why is Boopsy in the middle of the train tracks? I don't know, but there it is.
As the train chugged along, it started to wobble. Boopsy and the bear were having a squabble with a grrr and a hiss and then a pish-pash and boof. Train stopping, called Bluey and kicked the pair off,
which is, I think, the right choice to make. Wild animals don't belong on trains unless it's like a circus train.
And though the drivers were tired, they needed to race. To catch Santa now, they'd have to pick up the pace. It's your turn, Dad. Our driving shift's done.
Strap yourselves in, kids. It's time for some fun.
Faster than a greyhound, the train puffed and puffed. A smell filled the carriage.
Hey, which one of you fluffed? Mom's covering her nose. Ugh.
Not me,
they all shouted as quick as could be.
It must be the fairies,
Dad giggled. Tee-hee. Oh, I bet you hated it, don't you think?
Train stopping,
said Dad as he started to slow.
Wait, what?
Shouted Bluey.
We must go, go, go.
Your driver, said Dad, needs a quick dunny break.
Oh, he's got to go to the bathroom.
There's no time, said Bluey. Just drive the train, mate.
As the train passed the station, it picked up a pet.
No cats allowed, said the driver. Off you get.
I wouldn't touch him,
Bluey sensibly said, as Mr. Cotton Socks pounced and went straight for Dad's head. That's the third stuffed animal that they have found that has wreaked havoc on this Christmas train.
Meow.
Precisely. As you see, you can't trust those stuffies in the middle of the night.
As the train climbed the mountain right to the top, at its final destination, it ground to a stop.
Last station, the veranda,
the driver did shout.
Attention, all passengers, you need to get out.
They looked all around, but couldn't find Santa. He was nowhere to be seen out on the veranda.
But he'd definitely been there just moments before. There were cookie crumbs trailing all over the floor.
Oh, biscuits, we missed him, said Dad with surprise.
But suddenly sleigh bells rang out from the skies.
It's Santa for real life, cried Bluey with a cheer. We found him, said Bingo, and all his reindeer.
The healers looked up with mouths open wide.
Merry Christmas, Santa!
Bluey and Bingo cried, and they heard him call back as he drove out of sight.
Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
What an amazing story, don't you think? And for all of you, my dear sweet friends, I also wish you a Merry Christmas and good night.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.